Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community.
Okay.
And we'd like to get your opinions.
All right,
sir, just for qualification purpose for this survey, hold on, let me open this up. Does any member of the household work for a radio station or television station, newspaper or advertising agency, a media organization, or work, you know, or volunteer on a political campaign?
None of the above.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So as you are aware, very few people actually vote on nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on these nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be,
did you say that how will you vote for nonpartisan county
yes.
mayor and something else?
Yes, sir.
Since when is that nonpartisan?
Okay, so it's not nonpartisan,
huh.
Sir.
Huh. Okay. No,
but
worries.
You know, but
so
there's
I will be voting.
Okay. Would that be definitely going to vote?
Definitely.
To vote. Okay. Thank you.
Totally.
All right, sir. And just for qualification purposes, with which political uh-huh. party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or non-party affiliation?
I think I'm Republican right now.
Okay, Republican. All right, sir, and what is your main racial background? Would that be African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, White or Caucasian or Hispanic?
Oh, heck, Hispanic.
Hispanic, right, okay. All right, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75? Okay. Thank you. All right, and then generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
In Miami-Dade County, for county government?
Yes.
They're not bad, but they're not great, so it's somewhere middle of the roadish toward slightly negative.
Okay, because I got right direction or wrong direction?
Yeah, well... I mean,
like
I
generally
wrong,
speaking,
slightly wrong direction, but they seem to
that's
be doing
you want me?
Better than
better
you know,
than
better
that.
Than
so you want me just go ahead and put wrong track or right direction?
Is there any middle of the roadish type of?
No, sir. I only have those two, right or wrong. Okay,
wrong
track. Okay, and from the following list, okay, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that, you know, will make your life, make
wow,
your daily life
housing.
Better?
Housing.
Okay,
affordable.
I have housing and property insurance costs. I have crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Quality, you know, of life, like growth and overdevelopment, and flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency.
So the only one you have to do that has to do with the housing, the word housing,
yes,
the housing and property taxes?
Property insurance costs.
Does it look like when you read it, does it look like it's two separate topics that they're talking about? Or
yes, it's a housing is one and then N, you know, it says housing and property
okay.
insurance costs. So that one,
yeah,
right?
For me, it's affordable housing, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's where that one applies, the housing.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, although, you know, it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Would that be definitely vote for a Democratic candidate, probably vote for a Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for a Republican candidate, probably vote for a Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Honestly, I really don't even, because that's why I asked you. I thought that they had become partisan, because I remember they
they don't have like D or R after the names on the ballot itself. You know, over the years, I voted for both D and R. Where it comes to this year, I think that the one I am going to vote for happens to have an R behind his name, but that's assuming.
Okay, so would that be definitely vote for the Republican or lean? Just lean towards.
Sort of leans, yeah. I guess leans, because I don't even know for sure if it's he's a.
Okay, well, let me read you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami, you know, and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, okay? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please indicate as that as well.
Will do.
The first one would be Carlos Jimenez. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I do have a somewhat favorable opinion of Carlos Jimenez.
Okay. What about Francis Suarez?
Again, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Joe Sanchez.
That does not ring a bell.
So would that be no opinion or never heard of him?
I don't recall having heard of him.
Okay. Alex Díaz de la Portilla.
Ooh. Very negative. Very,
okay, very unfavorable. Okay. Maria Elvira Salazar.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Daniela Levine Cava.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Miguel Solomon.
I've heard the name, but I don't think I have an opinion on it.
Okay, no opinion. Eileen Higgins.
Oh, she happens to be my commissioner. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, Vicky Lopez.
Vicky Lopez. I've heard the name. I don't know much, so I wouldn't have an opinion.
Okay, Fabian Basavi.
Oh, I know Fabian quite well. Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, Joe Carroyo.
Yeah, he used to be my congressman. Oh, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Rosie and Cordero.
He's my commissioner now.
Okay. Rosie Cordero Stutz.
Don't know that name at all.
Okay, never heard. Okay, Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Alfonso Alfie. I also don't know that name.
Okay, and Donald Trump.
Of course, I know that name. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The first one would be Eileen Higgins and Joe Carroyo. Hello? Hello? Hello, you still there?